Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. We are eager to offer amazingly competitive prices, plus an additional $1,000 Costco discount on all new Cherry Hill Volvos. When leasing or purchasing a new or certified Cherry Hill Volvo, you become a valued part of our team. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
The Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
Tony DiGirolamo is a political humorist, and he's written jokes for some major shows, including Politically Incorrect with Bill Maher and The Simpsons. And he's got a book out now called Wokistan, and this book looks very, very funny. The perfect book for our times. Tony, great to talk with you today.
Thanks for having me on, Rich.
So what inspired you to write this? And give us a little background on a little bit of your background in terms of political comedy, political satire.
Well, I've written, like you said, for Politically Incorrect. I've also written for Comedy Central, and I'm a libertarian, so I always try to bring a libertarian bent to my comedy. My friend Christian and I wrote this book. It's political satire about what happens after Trump is reelected and the meltdown that happens at a college and the social justice warriors and how their ideology basically is like pushed off a cliff and they just end up destroying their own college.
Amazing. I love the premise of this. I love the premise. And is this a book where you were able to get a publisher to do this for you, given the climate that we're in?
No, right? We put this on Amazon. It's a downloadable book, and we did it all ourselves because that's the way people are reading fiction now. They're just going right to Amazon and they're downloading a book and then reading it on their phone.
Exactly. I mean, that's the easiest way to do it. It's called Wokistan, Wokeistan, Wokistan, a novel. And what's the reaction been so far from people who've enjoyed it?
Oh, they love it, you know, because what we do is we take a lot of the events of the last 2 or 3 years at these colleges, especially, remember Evergreen College? They had these students who wanted to have a day without white people on campus. And one of the college professors, Brett Weinstein, made a very reasoned argument like, oh, this is a bad idea, you probably shouldn't do this. And they ended up at his classroom screeching at them like maniacs. And it was just, oh, you should see the footage if you haven't seen it. It's just crazy. These students are like completely insane. And then the college's reaction, rather than to chastise these students, was to hold a meeting with them to try to understand their point of view. And then they just screeched some more at the dean. It was nuts.
It's amazing. It's the ultimate, I'd say, I don't know, a petri dish of outrage, right? College campuses, the ultimate petri dish for outrage. They find outrage in everything. And they're actually outraged that people don't want a day of segregation, because that's really what
yeah.
it is.
Yeah, and they're just so coddled. They latch on to these ideas of postmodernism, intersectional feminism, socialism, communism, and they cannot function because these ideologies continue to coddle them intellectually. So mentally, they're trapped in this prison where postmodernists believe that reality is subjective. Therefore, everything they do is basically right. It also tells them to tear down society's institutions, but it doesn't tell them how to rebuild them. It just tells them, no, you have to tear it all down. It's all racist. It's all oppressive. Just
right.
Tear it all down.
Right. Tear it all down and start over. Tony DiGirolamo is with me. He's the author of a book called Wokistan. It's a novel. It's a political satire. Tony's a political humorist. He's written for Politically Incorrect with Bill Maher and The Simpsons and Comedy Central. The plot line here, President Trump has just been inaugurated for the second time. The students at Upstate College are not happy, led by one charismatic person of color of African, indigenous, pan-Asian descent, who is a differently abled Muslim atheist. They obliterate the college experience forever. That about sums it up.
Yes. Yes. The leader of the students is called G, just the letter G, and it stands for guy, girl, gender, whatever she wants to stand for. And a lot of the students in the book are like that because a lot of the SJWs are like that. It's like they want to be able to literally define their gender minute to minute, because why not?
Right, right. My gender may change depending on what I've had for lunch.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, if I want to walk into a certain place that's women only, I'm going to say, hey, I'm a woman today. I'm a woman right now, this very minute. And then when I get in there, I might change my mind. And that's your problem.
That's your problem, brother. That's it. Now, what was it like, by the way, to write for Politically Incorrect with Bill Maher? I have to say, he's one of the actual comedians, even though I don't agree with him on a lot. But I've always thought he's number one, he keeps true to comedy. So he always tries to be funny first. And I've always liked that about Bill Maher.
Yeah, it was fun. I mean, what we would do, and I'm dating myself here, is we would fax in our jokes. And they would say, well, go to USA Today because it had little tidbits of news and write jokes based on that. A lot of times he had too many joke writers. We would all send in the same jokes half the time because we were all writing off the same material. And then, you know, they had a problem with they would have to pay out like four times on the same joke because... You know, a lot of us, you know, great minds think alike kind of thing. But I would always try to kind of go off the rails and try to do like weird news and whatnot. And Bill would, you know, if you got a joke, you got paid. And that's the way it worked. But it was a lot of fun. I mean, and writing for the Simpsons comics, it was great. I mean, they've closed down the comic book version of the Simpsons for now, but they're Matt Groening's coming back with a new imprint called Vapor Books. He's doing comic books based on Disenchantment.
Based on Disenchantment?
Yeah, that's his new animated series that's on Netflix.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, cool. I haven't seen that one, but I'll check that out because he's funny as hell. So that's great. Well, listen, man, congratulations on writing this book. It's not easy. And it sounds to me like you really enjoyed it. I can tell just listening to you describe it that you and your co-author, Christian, had a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah, it was great. I mean, this is just the best of SJW meltdowns all mixed together. the restaurant with the man tax where you could pay whatever you want, but if you're a man, you have to pay 18% more for some reason. You know, it's all about the social engineering and how it just doesn't work. It never works.
Well, download your copy today and have some laughs. And Scary Truth, of course, indeed. Wokistan, a novel, Tony DiGirolamo. The book is only available on Amazon, right? So it's an Amazon exclusive?
Amazon exclusive. You can download it for free if you're a Kindle Unlimited user.
There you go. Wokistan. Hey, Tony, thanks for joining me, man. And appreciate you and your brother listening to the show. Tell him I said thank you very much.
I will. Thank you, Rich.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.